quiet, Portland. A voice like yours should be racing.
It's Texaco time with the Metropolitan Opera star, Miss Reza Stevens, Portland Hopper, the Texaco Workshop players, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and starring Fred Allen. Jimmy Wallington saying hello for your neighborhood Texaco dealer and inviting you to be his guest tonight at the Texaco Star Theater. It's his way of telling you that you're welcome. Welcome to all the skilled help he can give to make your tires and car last longer. Make your tires last longer by giving them a regular Texaco checkup on pressure and condition. Make your car last longer and run more economically by giving it systematic Texaco lubrication and maintenance. The chances are your present car may be your last car for the duration. It's in good hands when you trust it to the care of your Texaco dealer. This week, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeffers, the rubber director, is asking all citizens to pick up nails and broken glass in the streets to save tires. We now bring you a man Mr. Jeffers can't save. He was born a flat tire, and here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and you notice when I bend over, the difference between when I bend over and a Hollywood comedian, when I like that, the Hollywood comedian's hair comes off. You see here in the east. We have sterner men whose hair stays on. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Jimmy, that is an excellent idea, you know, of Mr. Jeffers, asking people to pick up glass and nails off the streets like that.
Yes, Fred, if people will pick up nails in the streets, there'll be fewer punctures, and motorists can conserve their tires.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. You know, I read that the street department here in New York is experimenting with a big magnet. They have this magnet, and they drag it down the street, and the magnet picks up the loose metal.
Well, how's the magnet working out, Fred?
Well, it's a little too strong, Jimmy. The first time they dragged the magnet down Broadway, it yanked the badges off of 20 traffic cops. It dragged the Flatiron Building two blocks farther uptown. And when the magnet passed the stock exchange, it pulled U.S. Steel down 7 points. Yes, Jimmy, the thing
Mr.
is...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, I didn't see what you meant. Have you heard about Mr. Jeffers asking people to pick up all of the metal and glass they see in the street?
Yes, and the women of America should be thankful.
The women? Why the women?
With no nails or glass, it'll be safe for a woman to cross the street in open-toed shoes.
In open-toed shoes, eh? Well, you don't wear open-toed shoes, do you?
I used to, but dogs would blow their breath on my toes, and it tickles.
Dogs would blow their breath. Well, most women have stopped wearing the open-toed shoes, you know. It's risky to show that much nylon these days. They have little dwarfs going around who are stealing the nylon toes out of... But this conversation is silly, Portland. I think I'd better turn to the news.
What is your question tonight?
Well, during the past week, as you know, the newspaper delivery men went on strike, and for 3 days, the people here in New York City had no newspapers. And so our question tonight is, did going without a newspaper for 3 days bother you in any way?
Are you going to ask the people in Allen's Alley?
Yes, Portland. When you want to know how folks feel about an important issue, Allen's Alley is the place to go. Well, here we are back in Allen's Alley, Portland.
Do you think John Doe is in tonight?
Well, let's try this first door. This is John Doe's house. We'll find out.
Oh, it's you again. What's on your mind?
Well, it's the newspaper strike, Mr. Doe. Did going without a newspaper bother you in any way?
I was put out of business.
Really?
And 200 men were thrown into the army.
Well, why?
Well, I'm a bookmaker, see?
Yeah.
When no papers come out, the chumps couldn't pick no horses to bet with me. So I went out of business.
What about the 200 men thrown into the army?
Oh, they was the chumps I was taking bets from.
Oh, you mean when you went out of business, the draft board grabbed these 200 horse players, huh?
Yeah, well, they was all claiming me as a dependent.
Oh, well. Well, I hope... I hope the horse players overtake Rommel in the stretch and come in the money as we expect them to. I'll check at this next house here.
No.
Well, good evening, Mrs. Nussbaum.
To you, it is good. To me, it could be only so-so.
Well, tell me, did the newspaper delivery strike upset you?
Upset yourself. The pipes is freezing. The canary is turning blue. And all over, I am getting geese pimples.
Well, how could this calamity result from the strike?
Every morning to start up a fire in the fireplace, I am needing a newspaper.
And with no newspaper?
I am not starting a fire. The house is freezing.
It was cold, huh?
Cold? My dog, a water spaniel, I am having to defrost.
Gosh.
Goldfish in the bowl is skidding on the ice doing belly whoppers. The shallow bit I'm turning on?
Yeah.
Is coming off an icicle 4 feet long.
Well, tell me, what did you do about food?
At dinner, I'm putting woolen panties on the lamb chop. When I'm pouring out the beer, it is making with a fur collar.
The beer had a fur collar on it, huh? Well, you had no heat in the house at all?
Only for 15 minutes every night the house is warm.
Well, how come?
I'm turning on the radio.
Well, how could a radio set warm up your house?
I am tuning in Gabriel Heater.
Well, that takes care of Mrs. Nussbaum. I wonder if Socrates Mulligan is in tonight.
There you are.
Not only in, he's all in. From the... But tell me, Mr. Mulligan, did this newspaper business bother you?
Oh, for them 3 days, the newspapers didn't come out. I almost went nuts.
Really?
Yeah. Monday, I'm nervous all day. I can't eat.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, I'm taking Benzedrine all day.
You were?
Yeah, Wednesday, I got 120 fever. They got me in a straitjacket.
You were in this horrible physical and mental state because there was no news?
Not no news.
No?
No Superman.
Oh! Well, that brings us to the last shanty in Allen's Alley.
Hail and welcome, Baggy Eyes. Falstaff's ready to improvise.
I am not here to listen to your new poems, Mr. Openshaw.
A hoot for your intentions.
It's the old owl coming out in you, huh?
Now, have you heard, the night was still, all was serene, as I sat there feeling my tangerine?
No.
Or, I knew it was malice, Alice, when you sent me that Vitalis.
No.
You'll have to launch the ship with Pepsi-Cola, Captain. My mother drank up the champagne.
Now, you have insulted the integrity of every radio listener who's tuned into our program tonight. We have been talking about the newspaper strike.
Precisely why I opened my door. I have written a poem.
What is your newspaper poem called?
What newspaper? This is the Yuletide season. I have written a Christmas classic.
Oh, really? How does it go?
Greetings, merry gentlemen, from Tunisia to Nome. My Christmas present for you all is... Tonight, I recite no poems.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our singing guest, the Metropolitan Opera's lovely star, Miss Reese Stever. Miss Stevens, I hope that coming here from the Met, you won't think our surroundings too sordid.
Not at all, Fred. It's a great pleasure to join you tonight.
Well, thank you. You know, when I asked you to come here, I must confess I had a selfish reason.
Really?
Yes, Christmas is 5 days away, Miss Stevens, but we thought that we might be early to establish a Yule atmosphere. Now, if you could lend an appropriate song to the occasion...
Oh, do you think Ave Maria from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana would do?
Well, I'm sure it will, Miss Stevens. Mr. Goodman, if you will. was delightful. And now, Jimmy Wallington.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your car believe in Santa Claus? Does your motor ever...
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Cars believing in Santa Claus? Why, that's ridiculous. The next thing you'll be telling us that baby Austins hang up their inner tubes at Christmas time.
Well, maybe cars can't believe in Santa Claus, Fred, but they certainly show their appreciation when they're given a certain Christmas gift I have in mind.
A gift? Could I coax you to tell us what that gift is, Jimmy?
Coax me? You can't stop me.
Uh-huh, don't be too
Because sure. That gift, ladies and gentlemen, is something to make your car last longer and run more economically. It cuts down excessive wear, makes your engine start easier these cold mornings, saves your battery, and often helps save gasoline.
Well, I'm on tenterhooks, Jimmy. What is this gift?
Well, it's simply taking your car to your neighborhood Texaco dealer and getting it set for winter from stem to stern. The right winter grade of insulated Havilland motor oil in the engine. Winter Texaco gear lubricant. A complete Marfac chassis job and skilled, thorough Texaco attention to spark plugs, battery, radiator, and other points where winter weather might cripple your essential transportation. You can rely on your Texaco dealer doing the job right with the right Texaco product.
Just a short flurry of Winter Wonderland played by Al Goodman and his Makes You Want to Sit This One Out orchestra. And now yes, Portland.
Mr. Allen, I hope you like the Christmas gift I got for you.
Oh, Portland, you should a gift?
Yes. I was in Cartier's yesterday.
Cartier's? Why, Cartier's is the most exclusive jewelry shop on Fifth Avenue.
That's the place.
Well, I hope they gave you good service.
They sure did. Mr. Cartier himself told me how to get to Woolworths.
Oh, fine. You know, I did so much shopping at Woolworths this Christmas, they're calling me Mr. 5x10 now. And I got a swell present for you in the fur department at Woolworths. They have ferrets who wait on you there. And this ferret sold me a coat. It's a Russian sable.
You mean it's a genuine Russian sable?
Genuine Russian? Why, this sable still has a Nazi in its teeth. Tell me, what is your mother doing for Christmas?
Well, on account of the silk stocking shortage,
yeah.
Mama's hanging up her slacks over the fireplace.
Oh, fine. Swell.
Do you think Santa Claus will fill Mama's slacks?
Not like your mother does. Go away. You bother me. I have to make a special announcement.
About our guest?
No, tonight we're going to do our Christmas sketch, Portland.
What you do every Christmas?
That's right, and I have to make an announcement here. Ladies and gentlemen, since radio at this season each year prevails upon Lionel Barrymore to revive Dickens' Christmas Carol, the Texaco Workshop players curtsy to tradition and wake up their cast to repeat a Christmas fable they first presented yules ago. Now tonight, Santa shows his claws in a modern tale called Santa Claus Refuses to Mediate, or Jingle Bells Shall Not Ring Tonight. Overture, maestro.
This is station NG.
Good evening, friends. The makers of Jum Balls, the giant moth balls guaranteed to trap nearsighted moths, brings you the exciting quiz program, Take It or We Will. We interrupt this exciting quiz program, Take It or We Will, to bring you a special announcement from the Assassinated News Service.
Special announcement. Santa Claus will not ride this Christmas. In a terse bulletin issued from his North Pole igloo today, Santa Claus says, quote, I am on a sit-down strike. I refuse to ride this Christmas, unquote. Rumors flood the country. A report from Miami, Florida says...
200 families living in auto camps stop building chimneys on their trailers. Do not expect Santa Claus.
At Rutland, Vermont, a little girl says...
I wrote Santa Claus a letter and got no answer. He ain't coming.
At Detroit, Michigan, a labor official says...
Santa Claus better ride, or the Teamsters Union will pull out every reindeer from here to Nome, Alaska.
At New York City, 200,000 children hold mass meeting. Tiny spokesman says...
Santa Claus can't let us down. 200,000 American children have appointed me their spokesman. I'm off to see Santa Claus now. James, my scooter.
Well, come in, little boy. What are you doing way up here at the North Pole?
Brr. Is this Santa Claus's igloo?
Yes, sonny. I'm Mrs. Claus. Who are you?
I'm Buddy Jones.
Are you lost, son?
No. I'm here to see why Santa Claus refuses a ride this year.
I'm glad you come, son. I've been arguing with the old Sunfit all week, and he refuses to budge.
Where is Santa Claus now, Mrs. Claus?
He's in the next room there, sulking.
Can I see Santa?
Won't do you no good, son, but I'll get him for you. Hey, Santa.
Now, ain't no use in coaxing, Ma. I ain't a-going now.
Stupid, you got company.
Yeah, company who?
I'm Buddy Jones, Santa Claus.
Well, don't mean nothing to me, small fry.
Is this awful rumor true, Santa Claus?
Yep, I ain't riding, son.
But this is Christmas Eve, Santa. Trees are lighted. Millions of trusting children have hung up their stockings. The world is waiting for you.
Well, the world can wait. Now, I ain't a-riding.
But Santa...
Ain't no use, Nipper. He's stubborn.
No, I ain't not neither stubborn, Ma Claus. I'm just sick of being Santa Claus. The world don't appreciate nothing. Squabbling, threatening, striking, warring.
But you just can't quit, Santa. You must have a reason.
I got plenty of reasons, Sprout.
As spokesman for 200,000 kiddies, I demand a statement.
Well, what is it you want to know, Shaver?
Well, why won't you ride tonight, Santa Claus?
Well, son, I'll tell you. Sit down here on my lap. Son, I've been Santa Clausing it ever since the world began. For 1942 years, I've been bringing people presents every Christmas, trying to spread joy. My intentions has been good, but my reward has been nothing but heartaches and misery. The first trouble I had was way back in ancient Rome. It was Christmas Eve in the court of Nero. The emperor was playing a violin concerto.
Zounds, lackeys! You dare to give Nero the pheasants?
We are the happiest here.
Hey, your majesty is corneous.
What, corneous? You rabble scoff at my pizzicato.
Your music will never get Rome happier.
Get happier.
You're an icky.
You dogs. Begone, hypocrites. Scrammius. Nero can't get happier, so swine. I'll show them. What tumbles out of my chimney?
Merry Christmas, Nero. Merry Christmas.
Who art thou, Lumpkin, the chimney sweep?
I'm Santa Claus, Nero, bearing Christmas gifts for your majesty.
Ultimus Nauseam. What is it, another basket of figs from the Rome stage door canteen?
My gift is a trinket rare, Nero. So rare, it hasn't even been invented yet. Here.
Gramercy Lout, what is this tiny golden box?
It's a cigarette lighter, Nero. Turn that little wheel.
On.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Nero.
It flames. Roma scoffed at Nero. Nero will have his revenge.
Oh, hey, watch that lighter, Nero. You're setting fire to them draperies.
I can't make Rome hot with my music. I'll make Rome hot another way. Revenge.
Look out,
revenge.
Nero. Fire, fire, fire.
So you see, son, if it wasn't for Santa Claus, Rome wouldn't have burned.
Gosh. That was too bad, Santa.
See, there I was trying to spread good cheer, and what did I get? The first hot foot in history.
But that was 2,000 years ago, Santa Claus. You shouldn't hold a grudge that long.
Well, Nero was just prologue to my trouble, son. A few centuries later, I set out to bring a present to Napoleon and Josephine. I'll never forget that Christmas, son. Josephine was sitting on a chaise at Davenport. Napoleon opened the door.
Josie, ma petite.
Nettie.
Voila. I am detour on the way to Waterloo, especially more to say au revoir.
Mon lover, mon nappy wappy.
1 minute and your nappy is away. C'est la guerre.
Ah, nappy, I will be faithful.
Bien, bien. If quelque man will dare to pay court to my Josephine, I will kill him. Touché.
Your petite Josephine has no other boyfriend, Nancy. You swear.
Bien, mon big beefy oiseau.
I have a farewell present for you, Nancy. I will it fetch a wait and see, huh?
Oh, bien, bien. Mademoiselle from any place, parlez-vous. Hey, who goes there? Who is coming to the fireplace?
Merry Christmas, Napoleon.
Sacre bleu. You've come to woo my Josephine. Gigolo?
Now hold on. Put down that truncheon.
Voila, cochon. Take this.
Oh.
And this.
Oh.
And this.
Oh, ah. Let me out.
Help. Help. Bien, bien.
Voila, your little Josephine returns, Nappy.
With the mistletoe, you sly pussycat.
Oui, I forgot. It is Christmas Eve. What can be keeping Santa Claus?
Santa? Mon Dieu. You are expecting the chap in the red suit?
Oui, Nappy. Don't you think Santa Claus will come?
Not tonight, Josephine.
Yes, son, Napoleon gave me a concussion that Christmas. Running out of the castle, I fell into a moat. My ermine got wet and come to life. My collar and one cuff got away.
But you can't say mad at the world because years ago one crazy Frenchman mussed you up, Santa Claus.
Well, things has happened since, son. Another Christmas, I got a raw deal in a suburb of England. It was called the American Colonies. I dropped in at the house of some jockey called Paul Revere. The cottage had no chimney, so I looked in at the window. Mrs. Revere was preparing a Christmas turkey. Paul come gimping into the room.
Christmas dinner ready, Effie?
Yes, Paul. Pull up a chair.
No, no. Set my plate on the mantelpiece.
Can't you sit down yet, Paul Revere? That ride was last April.
Through every Middlesex village and farm, ain't once around Central Park, Effie.
Well, you ought to try and sit down for Christmas, Paul. It'd be a nice present for your spy.
Who's that?
Might be a British spy, Paul.
And me my gun, Effie. Who's there? Wigger Tory.
Merry Christmas, Paul Revere. It's me, Santa Claus.
So what?
I've got your Christmas present, Paul. It's a cushion stuffed with fuzz from Delaware peaches.
Gosh, for me to sit down?
You bet.
Don't let him in.
I ain't sat down for 8 months, Effie. It sounds mighty tempting.
It might be some enemy trick, Paul.
I'm Santa Claus. Honest Injun, Mrs. Revere. Open up.
I got my gun, Effie. I'll open the door a crack.
Merry
I told you, Paul.
Christmas.
Look at that suit.
A red coat. Take this.
Whoa. You see, son, the world's given old Santa plenty of trouble.
Sure, it's done you dirt, but nobody would dare abuse Santa Claus today.
Well, that's where you're wrong, son. Only last week, I was previewing a visit in a place called New York. I was flying over some building. I think they call it Radio City. Well, I come down the air conditioning into some office. I was just going to wish the man a Merry Christmas when he yelled...
Well, what do you want, Whiskers?
Well, I'm Santa Claus.
We ain't auditioning today.
I ain't trying to get into radio. I'm a mythical character.
Being a friend of Duffy's Tavern won't help you. Now, pick up that bag and feed it.
But you heard of Santa Claus, ain't you?
Well, yeah, but you're a has-been, Santa Claus.
A has-been?
Radio's doing everything you used to do and doing it better.
But I fly through the air.
So does radio.
I come down chimneys.
Radio comes down the antenna.
I give things away.
For how many box tops?
I give things away for nothing.
Well, so does radio.
Radio does, eh?
Dr. IQ gives away vitamins.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, gives away pencils.
Yeah.
Quiz Kid, give away information. Truth of Consequences, gives away soap.
Now, hold on, son. There's one thing I've been spreading for 1942 years that radio ain't giving away.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Santa Claus is giving goodwill.
Radio is giving away 60 minutes of that stuff on a program every week.
What program?
The Goodwill Hour.
Oh. Well, I was thrown out of Radio City. Folks don't need Santa Claus no more. Radio's giving them everything.
Gee, Santa, you certainly had a lot of trouble.
And that's why my spirit's broken, son. Being Santa Claus is just a pain in one century after the other. I'm giving the world back to Randon McNally. I'm through.
Please don't say that, Santa. Have pity on us kids. We'll have no toys.
Santa ain't a-moving, son. This is one Christmas I'm going to enjoy in peace. What's that clock striking?
It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's midnight, eh? Well...
It's Christmas Day, Santa Claus.
Yeah, don't mean nothing to me. I'm taking it easy. I'm sitting right here.
Won't you change your mind, Santa?
I ain't getting kicked around again this Christmas.
Please, Santa Claus. Please.
Oh, shucks. Hush your crying, son. Hey, Ma!
Yes?
Where's my mittens, my bag, my reindeer, my sleigh?
Santa, you ain't...
Yep, I'm a-going, Ma.
Honest Santa Claus?
Yep, I've changed my mind, son.
Thank you, Santa.
Christmas ain't Christmas without Santa Claus. I'm giving the world one more chance.
Can I have a statement for all the kiddies, Santa?
You bet you can, sonny. Just say, it's Merry Christmas. Hi-oh, Dunder. Hi-oh, Christmas. Merry Christmas.
takes care of tonight's installment, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, our guest will be Dennis Day, star of the Mary Livingston program. Jimmy Wallington, with a word from Uncle Sam.
If you live where fuel oil is rationed, it's your duty to your family as well as the nation to make your allotment of fuel oil go farther. Fuel oil must be conserved.
Right you are, Jimmy. This is Fred Allen, ladies and gentlemen, and since this is our last show before Christmas, all of us here in the Texaco Star Theater and all of our Texaco dealers from coast to coast wish you a Merry Christmas. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Stay tuned to the station for Take It or Leave It with Phil Baker. Then at 10:30, listen to Columbia's Report to the Nation, which brings you highlights from news of the world presented in thrilling dramatic form. A special feature tonight will be an eyewitness report of the sinking of the transport liner President Coolidge, from which all but 4 out of 4,000 American troops on board were rescued. 10 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC New York, 880 on your dial.